Today, again, we welcome you here. I'm glad that you're here. Glad to see you. We're going to recognize our veterans. I know Veterans Day isn't until the 11th, but I just want to read you something before we get started today, and this is about Veterans Day. It goes like this. It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag, who serves under the flag, and whose coffin will be draped by the flag. So if you are here today and you are currently or have ever served in our military, will you please stand where you are? All of our veterans, let's give them a round of applause. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Stay standing real quick. Stand up. Stand up again. I know this is a lot of cardio, Barney, but you got to stand up again. Come on, Richard, stand up. This is what I want to do. I know this is a thing for y'all, so I want to go through and I want you to give me your name, your rank, and your serial number, and then the branch of service. Not your social security number, your serial number, right? And then the branch of service that you were in. So we'll start up here in the front. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
Army.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Anybody? Yeah. And the last three on the back of your credit card, please.
Mark.
Fantastic. All the way in the back. Oh, sorry, Carla. You go first.
Marine Corps Sergeant.
Yeah, go ahead, Glenn. Green Beret. So at one point in his life, he could have. Good. All right, y'all can be seated. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, absolutely. You weren't standing, Bill. You cheated. Awesome. Again, thank you so much for your service. We are thankful for you. Can never repay what we owe all of our veterans. So again, thank you on this soon-to-be Veterans Day. So Halloween is over, right? But some of you and some of us seem to be zooming headlong into Christmas. We got those people out there. Anybody got their Christmas tree up yet? Okay, easy. There is, I'm starting to see some pre-Christmas decoration activity going on at the church. I'm starting to see some buzzing around to get some Christmas decorations. There's whispers of Christmas music. I just turned on my first radio station that was just playing Christmas music. I'm just not ready for that yet, right? Right. Which is leading right up to my next point, that I'm not going to allow us today to go from Halloween to Christmas. So for you Christmas lovers, just pump the brakes a little bit, because today we're going to talk about what it means to be thankful. In this month of Thanksgiving, it's very easy to, our minds are kind of already there, or at least they should be. But today, I want to talk about Thanksgiving, and this is a time to be thankful. And so today we're going to go over an entire book of Psalms today, an entire book. Thankful for you that it's only five verses. But we're going to be in Psalm 100 is where we're going to be at today. And what a psalm is, the definition of a psalm, it's a sacred song or hymn. In particular, any of those contained in the biblical book of Psalms and used in Christian and Jewish worship. So when we say the word psalm, that's what that word means. And there's over 150 chapters in the book of Psalms, and most of them are attributed to King David. And so that's a lot of praising going on. And so as we go verse by verse, I just want to kind of unpack this blueprint of what it means to be thankful. And so let me read Psalm 100 to us. It goes like this: Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Now that was NLT, New Living Translation. That's what I use a lot with our teenagers. It's a pretty simple translation, and I do some King James stuff, but that was NLT. But being raised as a pastor's kid, and my grandpa was a pastor, all of my Bible memorization is in King James, which is just kind of funny, right? So I'm going to read it to you like this, okay? I'm going to read Psalm 100 to you like this, and it might sound more familiar to some of you, but it says this: Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. And so through each one of these, there's five verses. And in each one of these verses, there's a point in each verse that is going to give us this blueprint, as I said, of being thankful. So verse number one, point number one is this: We're to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. See, this original phrase, it was a glad shout. So loyal subjects to a king, they would give them this friendly greeting when they would see them out. And so God, who is the King of Kings, should be worshipped by a joyful people. Church, we should be happy that we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, a lot of past choir directors, when we used to have choir, y'all remember choir, right? Back in the day. So a lot of past choir directors have used this verse to guilt some of y'all into joining the choir, right? Make a joyful noise, Karen. It doesn't matter what you sound like. You have a voice of a canary. But I want you to know that it's not just about being on the praise and worship team. Some of y'all should not be having a mic in your hand up here on the praise and worship team, right? If I gave you, some drums, it would not be, you know what I'm saying? But it's not just about praise and worship and the joyful noise. It's an attitude of thankfulness. This joyful noise unto the Lord, I'm so glad to be in your presence that I'm making noise to you. I'm greeting you. And it's an attitude of thankfulness. See, we give praise and worship just a time where we kind of stand up and we sing some songs and we greet each other and then we sing some more songs. And we kind of give it just this box, this time on Sunday mornings. But I want you to understand that in this verse, when it's talking about making a joyful noise, when we're thankful and we're praising, it's more than just Sunday morning. It's an attitude. It's an attitude of worship that should flow out of these doors and out into a lost and dying world. Amen. So it's not just that joyful noise that you hear. Every choir always had that one lady, right? Always. I could tell you who ours was. I won't mention any names. But we all had. Who was the one here, do you guys? Are they still in the room? Okay, we'll stop talking about it. But it's this attitude of being joyful when you're coming into the presence of the Lord. You're joyful and you're thankful for what he's done for you. Verse number 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. So I know that Danny and I, and if you're on our Facebook page, Tiffany, I know that we can kind of sound like a broken record when it comes to serving, right? We talk about serving quite a bit, but here at Mission Point, when you look around at our facilities and you look around at some of the people that we have here, there's a lot to be thankful for here at Mission Point. But I'm telling you that we need help doing what we do here on a weekly basis. So when you see that message on Facebook that says, hey, we need a nursery worker for the AM service. To serve the Lord with gladness, you should be excited that you have the opportunity to serve in a place like Mission Point. See, we have current ministries that could always use your help. We have ideas for new ministries that maybe we can't get off the ground because we don't necessarily have the manpower. And see, you might be out there right now, and the Holy Spirit's kind of poking you a little bit when we talk about serving. And you know that in your heart of hearts that you have a gift set that you could really add to the value in the ministry here at Mission Point. We really try to make it enjoyable, I promise. I promise. But it's not about that. It's about serving with gladness. The attitude of gladness and thankfulness. See, when you serve Jesus like that, it's hard not to want to be around you. There's an echo in the room. Sometimes these voices in my head, I have a hard time. That one sounded real. But I don't know if any of you know Tara Wiseman. But for those of you that know Tara Wiseman, you'll know that when she's serving, she kind of helps with our greeting stuff. You'll see her after church. She'll be kind of cleaning up the coffee bar. Like when you serve with Tara, she helped our teens for a while when I first got here. When you serve with Tara Wiseman, she's fun to serve with. She makes it like enjoyable. Her smile, her laugh, how she is with people. That's serving the Lord with gladness. Elaine. Y'all know who Elaine is. You can't be in a bad mood around Elaine. You could just have the worst day. Your dog just got you to put down. What, like, Elaine's going to make you smile. And guess what? When the world sees Elaine, people that don't have Jesus, I see it here in our church, but I know that these two people are the same outside of church. And there's a dark world that sees them and they say, there's something different about Tara Wiseman. She makes me feel good. I see her, she smiles at me and you can't help but smile back. Elaine, I want to be around her because she makes me happy. That's the kind of joy that I'm talking about. Because guess what, church, that's a contagious thing, right? Amen. A smile is contagious. An attitude is contagious. You see it on a football team. You see someone that's got it. They can be the best player on the field. But if they got a poor attitude, they're not thankful for the opportunity to play the game, they can become a cancer. And so it can be contagious the other way as well. But church, this is what go to the next slide of serve the Lord with gladness, because this is it. I want us to build a culture of that here at Mission Point. Serving the Lord with gladness, because when outsiders come in and they see that we're not just miserable Christians that are not having a good day, and they see us serving. They see us serving each other. Because when we come before his presence through worship, through serving, through your attitude, it should be with a thankful and joyous heart. See, it goes beyond these four walls. What would it look like to your coworkers if you served with gladness? If you maybe took a job that most people don't want to do that day, and you do it with a thankful heart, being glad that you even have a job to do. Guys, men in the room, what would it look like to serve your wife with gladness? But I want you to listen to this part. If you don't hear anything else, guys, tune me in here, because this is super easy Browning points, right? You listen? Try doing a house chore that you know maybe your wife doesn't enjoy particularly. And try doing that. After 14 years of marriage, I've learned that the best aphrodisiac for my wife is me attempting at least to work a vacuum cleaner. You won't see it too often. Don't blow my spot up, Annie. But simpler than that, even like putting dirty dishes in the dishwasher. For some reason, Annie always gets on me because I'll just like get a bowl of cereal and I'll put it right by the sink. I won't put it in the sink and maybe like run water in it. I'll put it right by. She's like, why is this transfer so difficult? But if I could get from here to here to down in here, man, I would be good. But it's serving with gladness, serving the Lord. And when you serve the Lord with gladness, other things in your life will continue to improve. Amen. So when you're serving the Lord with gladness, then I can serve my wife with gladness. And when I'm serving my wife with gladness, I can serve my coworkers, I can serve my kids, my family members with gladness. See where I'm going with it? We want to build a culture here that says, listen, we're serving with gladness. And guess what? If you're not serving somewhere, then you're the oddball. Right? Not that we're going to bully you, but just get plugged in somewhere, right? You have a gift. You have new ministries. We're down to hear and listen to any and all ideas. That's what we want for Mission Point and ultimately the kingdom of God. Point number three is this. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Why do we do the first two verses in Psalms? Why do we do the first two? Why do we make a joyful noise? Why do we serve God with gladness? Because we know that he is Lord. See, the Bible that I read and the message that I receive from God's word is that we serve a God that created everything that you see. Your DNA, your heartbeat, how that works, your brains, your synapses, your muscles, how all, he created all of that. The universe, he created it with the words of his mouth. That's the God that I serve. And because I believe he is who he says he is, I'm going to do what he says to do. He created me. The Bible says that he knits you in your mother's womb. He laid out your steps before the foundation of the world. He's my father, and I am his son. And the only reason that I'm still here is because God's not done with me yet. The same reason that you're sitting right here is because God's not done with you yet. That's something to be thankful for. Amen. That he's not done with you. Because you get another breath, you should be thankful. One more conversation, you should be thankful. Another hug, be thankful. Another opportunity to wear a mask into your favorite restaurant, you should be thankful. I want to tell you this about my God. He is so good. And in John 10:11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Down in 16, it says, I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them in also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. It's talking about us. The good news is that it's for everyone. No matter where you are on your walk, your spiritual spectrum, wherever you are, know that the Lord is God and that He loves you and that He wants a relationship with you, and we should be thankful for the good news that Jesus Christ died for you. No matter what you've done in your life, no matter how good or bad, Jesus loves you and the good news is for you. Know that He is Lord. Unshakable devotion. That's what we need. That's one of those foundation things in our church. We have to know that He's God. Verse number four. Point number four, enter His gates with thanksgiving. When we think about God, we should be overwhelmed by His awesomeness. When someone was called before a king, they would enter into His gates and into His court, and there was a sense of gratitude and thankfulness, even to be in the presence of a king. Lamentations 3:22-23 says this: the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. How strong is your thankfulness game? Do you have a habit of being thankful? Because the habit of unthankfulness, yes, Rob, I know unthankfulness is not a word. You were probably texting me that as I said it. I know unthankfulness isn't a word, but I'm going to use it. Listen, this idea is it's one that can take hold of your life very quickly. See, let me put things into perspective just for you. You hopefully took a shower this morning. Maybe some of you didn't. But just talking about being thankful. You took a shower this morning and you let more potable water, young people, that means like drinkable water, potable. You let more of that drinkable pure water run down the drain than some people in this world will ever see in their entire life. This is pretty wild because Annie and I just got back from Jamaica. She takes pictures and she's just incredible at it. So there was a wedding and I was possibly going to do the wedding and then Annie took the pictures. But we flew into Montego Bay is where we flew into. And from there we had an hour and a half bus ride through some of the craziest roads that you can absolutely imagine. We had these big bus windows that we could look out and we could see on this hour and a half trip through the heart of Jamaica, their way of life and how drastically different it is than ours. I mean, I literally saw a guy walking down the middle of the highway with goats and chickens. And it was just, when you see the stuff that you see, it really allowed you to put things into perspective. And then here we are on our way to like this resort where we can eat as much as we want. And, you know, it really put things into perspective about being thankful. And to realize how spoiled I am and how spoiled you are. And sometimes we may not realize that we have that habit of being unthankful because it's very easy to take loved ones for granted. It's easy to take your car for granted, your jobs for granted. It's really easy to take your big toe for granted. You don't really notice your big toe most of the time, but when you kick it on the side of the table, then you notice your big toe, and you're like, I'm really thankful that I have a big toe, and I didn't realize how important it was to walk. We get very comfortable, but we should always be thankful in everything that we have and how blessed we are because we serve an incredible God. Verse number five, point number five, for the Lord is good. I love ending on this one. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
This is what I want you to do, church. I want you to turn to the person to your right, and I want you to say, the Lord is good. Turn to the person to your left and say, the Lord is good. Lean up to the person in front of you and say, the Lord is good. Elaine, you didn't have anybody. I'm sorry. Listen, if you stub your toe on the corner of that bed, the Lord is good. When you're having marital issues, thoughts of maybe nudging them out in front of oncoming traffic, through all of that, the Lord is good. When your loved one didn't get the diagnosis that he or she was hoping for, the Lord is good. I had a powerlifting meet yesterday. Some of you may know that I lift weights. It's a hobby that I have. I love doing it. It's a great ministry for me. And so yesterday, you know, I've been training. There's been some challenges and meets getting canceled. And it wasn't really the year to be a powerlifter. Or really anything, I guess, for that matter. But it was some struggles and challenges and whatever. But I was ready for the day. You know, I was excited. When you get to that meet day, you're ready to do it and get it over. Here I was at the meet, and I had 777 pounds on my back to do squat. And it was a PR for me, and I was really excited. And I went down, and I got back up, and I'm like, I got it. And then they said I didn't get it. They have judges, and you have to hit a certain depth. I've watched the video 10 million times. I really think I got it, guys. I would tell you if I didn't. I would tell you, right? And I asked the judge, and he said, you missed it by less, are you hearing? Less than a half of an inch. An inch, half an inch, and less than that, I missed 777 pounds. I'm taking that squat. I did that squat. I don't care what you say, I did that. But anyway, I was bummed, man. I was sitting there because it goes by total, you know, your squat, bench, and deadlift, and squat is first, and so you're after the total of the three, and if you don't do well, then it affects your total. Anyway, none of that matters. But I say all that to say I was bummed. I was like frustrated and kind of down on myself because, I mean, this is what I do. I love this sport. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like mad and whatever, and Andy's like, I don't even know what to do for you right now. What do I do? And I'm like, I don't know. Tell me I'm the strongest man in the world. Anyway, I'm sitting there. I'm bummed, right? And I look over to my left, and I knew what I was preaching on, obviously, today. I look over to my left, and there's a guy there that you can have spectators, and he didn't have an arm. He's walking around, he had been, I don't know if it was born or it was right at the elbow. And here, Bonehead Matt is down on himself for missing an almost 800-pound squat that I got, by the way. And here is this guy at a powerlifting meet with no arm. He'll never be able to bench press. He'll never be able to do a push-up. You won't be able to deadlift. And here I am, like, getting down on myself. God is good.
Amen.
And in that moment, I got on myself and I said, at the end of the day, good, bad, in between, this in eternity, this means nothing. I'm going to go back to the Arnold this year and I'm going to absolutely kill it. I'm going to squat 850 pounds. I'm just putting that out there. But through all that, I mean, what a little... We have these little things in our lives, these little bickers and these little bad days at work, and it can really kind of wear on you, right? But at the end of the day, I have to encourage you that the Lord is good all the time. And my day might not have gone as planned, but there's a guy with no arm. What am I doing? When do I ever have a reason to complain about anything? As I drive through Jamaica and I see their lifestyle, how do I ever have... I'm going to complain because my Wi-Fi is slow? What? See, you may feel like you're going through the wilderness right now. Again, I don't know where each of you are at on your journey in life. But I promise you, right? I promise you that he's wanting to lead you to the promised land. But you just have to do what you're supposed to do. Because the Lord can't help but be good. It's in his nature. He can't help it. It's his character. And we read in this verse that his love continues forever. And since he loved us, God sent his son to come and die for us. Because he's good. See, if you got out of bed today, some of you, it probably took longer than others. But you're blessed. And every obstacle you're going to face this week, remember you're blessed. Church, I want you to form a habit of thankfulness. The good, the bad, and the in-between. Husbands and wives, be thankful for each other. Because who else is going to put up with you? Amen, Tom. Teenagers, kids, be thankful for your parents. They brought you into this world, they can take you out. They are more than just an ATM. They are a conglomerate of just wisdom that is waiting to be bestowed upon you. Amen, Abraham. Be thankful. Church. Be thankful for your church. Be thankful for this body of believers that we don't have it all figured out, but we're trying to at least link up and get going in one central direction. Because we'll be unstoppable if that is the case. If we have these characteristics of making a joyful noise and loving each other and serving with gladness, knowing that the Lord is God and that the Lord is good. He's given us incredible facilities. There's not a person that comes in here throughout the week that says, I had no idea all this was here. So I got to be real proud and give them like the 5-cent tour. I'm proud of our church. But we can be so much better. I know things have been a little weird, right? 2020, I got my, we're talking about job evaluations. I got mine last week. I'm here today, so I still have a job, but... It's kind of weird, you know, giving a job evaluation on this year. But I feel an incredible year coming for our church in the year 2021. Amen. And I know hopefully I might have said that in 2019, but maybe not. I want us to make an impact. I want us to be thankful while we're doing it because we get to, not because we have to. So as the praise and worship team makes their way up here, I just want to give you a moment of response. Go ahead and stand to your feet. We have this time in our service, again, just as a time of response. This altar is open. If you want to come and you want to pray, this is a place where you're going to have someone come alongside you and probably pray with you. But that's what we do here at our church. So as the praise team plays, we'll give you a moment of response. Maybe you need to grab your husband or wife and yank them down here to make them be so thankful for you. But, yeah.